With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It is Monday, May 2nd. Now listen, gang, I go away for a week and what happens? The markets go to hell in a handbasket? Come on, don't you want to give me any relaxation? I guess not. Okay, I know many of you are freaked out. It's a really rotten April. If you are worried, we are here to help you. Just go to jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and we would be delighted to help you out. But there are some things you know already. I'm just going to remind you of those things. Markets move up, markets move down. We are entering a very different phase than many of you have ever experienced. It is a phase of the economic cycle where interest rates are going to be rising substantially. And that means that a lot of your bond holdings are not going to protect you in the way they may have in the past. You also now understand that stocks that were going up forever, it seemed like, are getting dragged down to regular old levels that you might expect. And frankly, the idea that the Nasdaq had the worst month since 2008, I kind of see it as a good wake-up call for many. Maybe you were feeling like you were underinvested in that sector. Maybe you were thinking, oh, my portfolio, it's so plain vanilla. I wish I could be in those things. You're not. And I have a feeling that many of you have diversified portfolios that are hurting right now. You know, we are seeing bad movements in the market, but it's not a forever movement. Just like we talked about in the spring of 2020, when the pandemic hit and the U.S. stock market lost a third of its value in 5 weeks, you need to look beyond this. You need to actually focus on those matters that you can control. Much of this is out of your control. It's going to be okay. And if you feel like you are right at the edge of doing something that may not be in your best interest, please get in touch with us. We are going to monitor this. We're going to make sure that you feel comfortable. Your security is knowing that you have a game plan. And if you don't have a game plan, get in touch with us. We can help you find that plan, the one that is right for you. Okay, everyone take a deep breath. Ready? That feels better, doesn't it? Kelly is on the line. She is from Pennsylvania. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thank you so much for having me. The one good thing out of the pandemic is that I found podcasts and I start every single day with you and Mark.
Really?
Yes.
You sure it doesn't get a little bit like onerous, like, ugh, I got to do another one?
No. I look forward to it. Even if it doesn't apply, I learn something every time.
Oh, that's so nice of you to say. So tell me, what can we do for you today?
So I am 53 years old, about to be 54, but let's not go there.
Let's not. It's okay.
I still have a month. So, you know, I just panic about being ready to retire. And my alignment to retire. Mm-hmm. And should I be doing something else and putting what I do have other places and my relationship with money like you? A lot of people say it's not a healthy one. So since listening to your podcast, I am trying to be much more responsible and learn everything that I did not want to know.
All right. Well, here you are. And we're going to do it nice and easy together. Okay. So, Kelly, do you work currently?
I do.
And how much do you earn?
So my base annual salary is $280,000.
Wow. That's a lot. Okay. Good for you. Do you get a bonus as well?
I do. It's been a little sketchy since the pandemic started, but I have the target of $50,000.
That's great. And are you partnered or single?
I am single. I married young, divorced young, and I never remarried.
So you're 54. You make a bunch of money. You live in Pennsylvania. Do you put money into a retirement account?
I do. I'm a little late to the game, Jill. I really worked my way up through a mailroom, a nursing mailroom. So I really didn't always make, you know, this kind of income, only in the last 10 years.
That's awesome.
So probably doubled it within the last five. Wow. And I had a lot of catch up. I was in a lot of credit card debt and I didn't always make that. I lived paycheck to paycheck for most of my life.
Paycheck to paycheck to 280 grand is
No. I mean, like for the, you know, up till about, you know, 8 years ago.
I
mean,
I know, but still, like the fact that you've done that, it's amazing. Okay, so let's keep going.
All right, so I do. So I am in an effort to catch up. I work for a company. I have 401k. I max that out, and they do a 4% match. Today, I have $400,000 in that account.
And that's then, awesome.
Okay, and then my previous job, I had a 403b that I rolled over into an IRA, and there's $200,000 in that.
Okay, great.
And that sits at Northwestern, and I do have a financial advisor, and I don't know what my fees are. I know you were going to ask me that. I don't, but I emailed them, but I haven't heard back from them yet.
The 401k with work, you said you're maxing it out. Are you maxing it out like, so you could put in, theoretically, this year in the 401k, $20,500, that's the statutory limit, plus because you're over the age of 50, you can put $6,500 into that. Is that what you're doing?
That's what I'm doing.
Perfect. Okay. And you're saying is that, and you're doing that as a Roth or are you doing that as traditional?
The $6,500 is separate in the account as a Roth.
Okay, great. And then the $20,000 is the pre-tax. Okay, great.
Correct.
So you're putting a lot of money away, which is great. Those are the retirement accounts, the 400 and the 200. What about non-retirement accounts? Any emergency reserve?
Okay, this is where I'm going to get in trouble.
All right.
So I did get an emergency reserve and I was so proud of myself. And I will say this, once you start seeing that grow, I have an issue with spending money, but I had less of an issue once I saw that I was able to see that grow. But then the pandemic happened and then the bonus and distributions went away. And so I was just starting a kitchen renovation. So I spent my rainy day money on the kitchen. So I'm rebuilding that and I have about $16,000 there.
Okay. See, that wasn't bad. See, I just listened without judgment. See, can we talk a little bit about you have a house. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on with the house.
So I have a 30-year mortgage with an interest rate at 4.125. Mm-hmm. I paid 380. The balance is 235.
Wait a second. What's the house worth, you think?
Well, I mean, in this, people have offered me 650 as a
get out of here.
Yeah.
Really? Like knock, knock, knock. Here you go.
Yeah, the house across the street sold 2 years ago for 500.
Wow.
Right.
All right. So
it's on a private lane. I have a little bit of land.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So 650, a 30-year mortgage, outstanding balance about 235,000 at 4.125%. Right.
Yes.
Okay. What else? Is there something else that you were about to say? I'm sorry. I interrupted you. Sorry.
This is the really bad part. I have a HELOC and the balance on that. I took out a line of credit. I had an unexpected tragedy and I took out a line of credit for a couple things. And that's $77,000. And right now, it's a variable, so I'm worried about that right now because of what's going on in our country. And it's currently at 3.7%.
All right. Let's not go nuts yet. Not terrible. Not terrible. Okay. So.
Oh, I have one other thing.
What? Tell me.
I have a pension. I have a pension that I will get from my first nursing job. And then they did away with the program. But I will get a month, $134.50 a month. And I used to say, well, at least that'll be my gas money. But Today,
maybe not.
Not right, but at least it's martini money, you know?
So. All right. I mean, that seems fine to me. I mean, you could have, that's your weekly drinking budget.
There you
that's
go.
It, whether it's coffee or martinis. Okay.
Yes.
So how much, I mean, like, how do you look at your work life? Like, do you say, I'm going to do this as long as I can? Do you like it? You said you're in healthcare, so you're a nurse, and like, that's a tough job right now, and certainly the last couple of years. So what do you hope? You hope to work until when?
I can't imagine myself never not working. I'm a little crazy that way. I need to be productive. However, I am an executive now. I have a couple of master's degrees, and I've worked my way up through management, and I'm a CEO of a small hospital. And then I also function as a vice president for two small surgical centers. So
I'm liking that. Wait a minute. I'm digging this. You're like an executrix, girl. This is good.
it's been quite a ride. Jill, if you would have asked me a long time ago if I would be in this type of job, I never imagined it. It just happened organically because I pretty much can't keep quiet. And when I see things that I think should be done differently, I speak up. So I do see myself always working. I want to do something, I think, in executive coaching because I'm looking at what I love about my job, and it's really developing, especially young smart women. And I try to spend as much time as I can doing that. I've worked with a lot of people, and I get a lot of good feedback on that. And I've created a couple really smart, you know, high functioning teams. So, I mean, if I were ever to do something else, perhaps look into that. But, you know, it's risky. It's like having golden handcuffs on. That's why I really wanted to talk to you about, would I even be able to take that type of risk?
Well, let's see. I mean, Mark, do you think it is worthwhile to try to refi, even though rates are up a little bit? I have an idea, but what do you think that's crazy right now?
Why? To get rid of the line of credit? Just like roll it all in?
Yeah, roll it all in and go back to, and how many years left on this? You said I read your email. So you had 20 years, you're 20 years into a 30. What about starting the clock all over again, Mark, and going 30? You know what I'm saying? Like to stretch it out a little bit? Or do you think that's crazy right now?
If she thinks she's going to stay there, like, you know, for the long term, I'm fine with it.
I love this house.
You do?
I do.
The reason why I say that, everyone who's listening, calm down because everyone just had a heart attack. It sounds to me like you've gotten back on your feet, and I'd love for you to have some cash flow that would allow you to build up your emergency reserve fund and keep putting their money away, like in your retirement account. But ideally, I want you to start building up outside of retirement and having, you know, maybe a brokerage account eventually and really be able to have some more flexibility. Because if you do want to do something different and you do want to sort of have the permission to do that, you need some money outside of these retirement accounts. And the value of the house is up. Mortgage rates are up. So it sucks that I'm going to have to do this right this second, but you've got income. So let's just presume that you get $310,000, even like a $325,000 30-year look like? $325,000, 30-year fixed, Mark. What's the payment on that? It sort of seems daunting, Kelly, to be like, oh my God, I'm only 53 and I'm going to have 30-year mortgage. But, you know, it's not forever. It's just that I want to try to get your cash flow really set right now while we can. I'm hoping that we can do this and also get a little bit of extra money out and just pop some into your emergency reserve fund. So what's the payment on a $325,000 30-year fixed, Mark? Run it at like, did you run it at 4.25% maybe?
4.25% is about $1,600 a month.
How much are you paying right now?
21.
But that's probably because you have taxes that are also included in that.
Oh, yeah, right, all that. Okay, yeah.
I think if you were to have, and what are the taxes? Do you know the taxes on the house?
Oh, yeah. They're low. It's about $6,000.
Okay. Yeah. So it may be that just actually doing this will give you some flexibility. So I think you should go out and you can talk to the mortgage lender right now. We can put you in touch with other mortgage people. But if you had a $325,000 30-year fixed rate mortgage on this house, you fix the payment, the home equity line of credit is done, right? It's all done. You don't have to worry about interest rates rising. You don't have to go nuts. Fix this right now. And then your cash flow will be such that you can continue to put money into your retirement account. You can start building up that emergency reserve fund. I think that, you know, honestly, I know you're a very good earner. What I would be hopeful for is you get the bonus in a lump sum usually in a year, in
it's
a given
quarterly.
Year?
Quarterly.
Okay. So what I would do is I would take that quarterly bonus and put it in your emergency reserve fund. I mean, you need 50, 60 grand in there. You really need to have that much money in there. We'll put some of the money from the refi in there, but I want you to aim to get 50 or 60 grand in there. And then after that, then we're going to start trying to put into place a plain old brokerage account. I mean, you're going to have to keep working, girlie. You got, you know, you worked your way up. You've done an amazing job. 10 grand a month is a real number. In addition to your $134 a month pension, you know, you'll probably be entitled to a Social Security benefit. Have you looked at your Social Security benefit? What is it?
It is $333.25.
In your job, do you get health care going forward or not really?
I have an HSA.
Okay, that's great. Yeah. That's fantastic. So, you know, you have about right now in gross, you would have Social Security and pension of about $3,400 a month. And that means that we've got a gap, right? Because you need $10,000 a month. And so in order to fund that gap, what we need to do is have you save a chunk of moolah. And it's going to take you another 10 years to do that. Or you're going to have to say, if I'm going to do something different later, like if you're this awesome executrix healthcare professional now and you want to do something different, then you'd have to be willing to do that for longer or change the $10,000 a month goal. One of those two things. But I think that if you like said to yourself, okay, you certainly can work for 10 more years, right? And maybe it's 10 or 12 years and you're going to sock away money. But I think the most urgent thing today is to get rid of this home equity line of credit because it's driving you a little nutty and fix this. Draw out the term of the loan so that your payment can go down, which will allow you to do more stuff, not stuff spending stuff, saving stuff. Okay. I think if you do that, you're going to be on track. I mean, look, you already have 600 grand, which is great, right? It's great. Over the next 10 years, the 600 grand, you're going to keep adding money to it and there's going to be more money and it will grow and it's going to be good. But, you know, we kind of need you to get a couple million dollars so that we can fund this $10,000 a month.
A couple million?
Yeah, you're going to have it. You already have six. Mark, what's 600,000? Let's do a future value. Do 600,000 for 12 more years.
Saving how much?
Let's save. She's saving 20. She's 27. So let's say 30.
It's about 1.7 conservatively.
See that, dude? 1.7.
Okay. That would be good. I'd be good there. That's my number.
You'd be pretty darn good. I mean, it's not perfect. Yeah. Okay. It's not perfect, but it's good. And you'll be able to do more because you will see that as you start, you'll be able to make more and you'll start putting money away and it'll be better than I think the 30 grand a year. I'm just being conservative.
Okay. All right.
Does it sound okay?
Yes.
You're in a lot better shape than you think you are.
You really are. I mean, you're making a ton of money. You're a huge professional. You're knocking it out of the park. You got on your feet. It sounds like you had some bad stuff happen to you in your life and you've got the opportunity to do it. So you're making the really proactive change that needs to be made and you're taking control of it. And thank God you have the means. I mean, if you were an orderly and you were making $48,000 a year, it would be a different story, right? You've got the opportunity to make a big change in your life.
Thank you. I needed that pep talk from you guys. Thank you.
There you go. That's it.
Can I just say, I am just so thankful for what you do. I just think I try to turn so many people on. I send people your podcast all the time. They just don't teach us this and they should. So I want to thank you for you and Mark for everything you do.
Well, that's so nice of you to say. We're really happy that we could help you today. And we want to make sure that if you need anything, you know, we're here for you. Okay.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. If you, like Kelly, need a pep talk, Mark and I will give them to you. We really will. Just go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button, send us your note, and be clear that there is no issue that we cannot tackle with you. We are on the same team. We're part of the same community. So just check it out. JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button, sign up for the free weekly newsletter, subscribe to this podcast, or maybe our sister broadcast called Eye on Money, and check out all the stuff that sits on the website. It's all that content gets refreshed over and over and over. We do a ton of stuff. And it's just Monday. My God, it's fantastic. Do me a favor. Lift someone up today. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.